Blog Talk Radio.
Spinning this author, lumber, make them piece of M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches, south beaches, surf, board, and high tide. I could just roll up, cause I'm swole up. So that birthday can't get the Cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stops, only in the color Cobra. I said, rackets, wretched, hold up.
I said, rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know it came at a day. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do.
And they already know me. It's going down further than FEMA's. Girl, get wetter than Katrina. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tins by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. Stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
No stops, only in the color Cobra. I said, rackets, wretched, hold up.
I said, rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. Cause my tins by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up.
It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies, put your lipstick up. Double entendre, why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down for real.
You can only move as fast as who's in front of you. And if you assume just like them, what good will it do? So find out for yourself, show your ignorance, stop bleeding through.
Like a lady. Let's try this again. Hey, everybody, it's Harrell here, and man, we've got a lot of hoopla going on about this whole drop-down bumper thing, and I don't know if it's good or bad. Or like I was telling you, I don't know if it's the best thing, if it's the worst thing. I'm pretty neutral about it, you know, because that's the way I run it. But I've got Josh Garwood on the phone too from Mad Dog Motorsports. Josh, how you doing, brother?
Good, Harrell. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for having me.
Good, man. I'm doing good. You know, you're always welcome here, Josh. It's always good to get your, you know, professional advice and maybe just, you know, your two cents even, you know. Maybe people don't want to look at it as advice. It's just another person's two cents, and we're trying to get kind of all angles of it, you know, and try to get as much knowledge as we can about what happens and what is, you know. Because, I mean, it's been a long time coming, right, Josh? This has been a problem for a long time. We used to not have bumpers. We have bumpers. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how it used to be?
Yeah, you and I were talking. We kind of put a little bit of a timeline on it, you know, like for people that don't know. But like when I first started racing go-karts in 94, I think there was a couple of like small nose cones that were allowed, but you didn't really have like this full body work and stuff like that. And you still had some contact and stuff, but it definitely wasn't like the type you really see now. I mean, you'd see it occasionally, but not as often. And then it seemed like they, you know, from like 95 to like 90, I don't know, 96 or so, maybe the bodywork was gone. You know, the nose cones were gone. And then in the late 90s, they introduced like the European style noses that we all run now. And you could use them as a tool to move people out of your way and stuff like that. But, now and then later on, I think what maybe like 2009 or so, something like that, then it was mandatory for everybody to run the full width rear bumpers, and that's when stuff hit the fan. You know what I mean? That's when it's like you have a bigger target to aim for. You're not really worried so much about climbing over someone's rear tire, and so on. But now we have this epidemic where everyone's just – not everybody. We can't say everybody because not everybody's doing it, but – it's given people maybe some cojones that they typically wouldn't have. You know, they're not worried about the consequences of running over a tire, which we all know what can happen when you do that. You know, you get tipped over and maybe you think twice about doing that next time. Exactly, right. You know. The chances of that happening nowadays are slimmer, which is also a good thing. But there's, you know, we see it a lot. You know, you get 30 guys going into turn one and a couple of bad eggs don't want to use the brakes. You know, you and I were both at the Pro Tour race at Sonoma, the SCUSA Pro Tour race, which there was some great racing after everything got kind of spread out. You know, some of it, you know, that's kind of neither here nor, I don't know. Everyone's got their own opinion, you know, but you watch all these guys go into turn one, and it looks like only the top four have their foot on the brakes, and everybody else is still on the gas, and that's when the carnage happens, you know. And now they're talking about the drop-down bumpers, and there's flack both ways. There's pluses and minuses to it. you know.
Right.
So I don't know, man.
They're going to use them. They're bringing them in for sure in the SCUSA for the X30.
Right.
Right.
That right there. So. I mean, that's the biggest bumper car class right now. You know what I mean? They're wearing some stuff out. You know, spinning axles. I mean, wearing out nose cones as it is. You know, like I think over half the field at that Pro Tour race had a caved in nose cone as it was anyways. You know, from whether it be someone pushing the guy in front of them into the guy in front of him, and they end up with that accordion effect. But yeah, that class is a little bit out of control as far as the rough driving goes, and you see a lot of top guys talking about the driving sucks now, and the top drivers, most of them are there, you know, but it's like they have like this, they've learned a way of driving that. It's kind of like almost a necessary evil that they do to survive. It's like either kill or be killed, you know, and it's just kind of gotten out of control. And you kind of see kids go race SCUSA, and then they come back with this new mentality that they got to drive like that. And then you got your local club guys going, what in the hell is going on? What happened to this guy? You know, you see guys bombing in there or running into the back of people now from, just stuff bad habits they learned from SCUSA. Don't get me wrong. I was no angel when I drove, you know, I was a 17 year old kid that I liked running into stuff, but, I don't know.
I just don't know what to say about it other than something needs to be done. You know what I mean? Obviously we got to do something because it is a little dangerous for the kids and we can't be letting them keep getting these bad habits, you know what I mean? And that's what it is it's bad habits that the kids are getting. They think it's okay, right? I mean,
yeah.
And
I mean, I wanted to kind of talk about that picture you showed me. I don't know if you shared it on your Facebook page.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Yeah, so you sent me a picture of three carts. You know, there was a cart in second place pushing the leader, which is usually an okay thing. Usually the leader wants to be pushed to check out or whatnot, as long as they release before they get to the corner and the leader can make the corner, you know. But then later on in that picture, you see third place is hitting second place, which is hitting first place so hard that the leader's come rear wheels are off the ground. And I think you said there was an argument that, like, why should second place be penalized for third place hitting them, you know, and will the drop down bumper, why should second place be penalized if third place is hitting them? Well, I'm not sure that third place would be running into the back of second place if he also had a drop down bumper. So there's different sides to the story and different scenarios. And, I'll tell you this, it may not be perfect, but I think it's a step in the right direction. But I can tell you one thing for sure, the way it is right now definitely isn't perfect. You know what I mean? So it's, I don't know if you heard this saying before, I'm sure you have, but we usually like to err on the side of safety. And if we can get someone to think twice about running into the back of somebody because they have a drop-down bumper on, then that might be a step in the right direction, or at least worth a test, you know?
Right.
I've asked questions about it on, you know, Facebook and guys that have experience, you know, and I guess there was some really bad downfalls to the noses at one point where when the nose broke away, it would aim down and then the nose would rub the ground. It would destroy the nose and you'd also lose control of your go-kart because the nose is on the ground. One of the first, as this thing kind of started blossoming, I guess you'd say, I went on there and I said, hey, does the nose rub the ground? It sounds like they've got that taken care of, you know? So losing control of the go-kart should be non-existent and it should be okay. I mean, the brake checking is the only problem, but then I think there's remedies for that too, but it's all about progress and figuring out the best ways, you know, best ways
right.
to monitor everything.
Right. And aren't they a little different now? The drop down bumpers that we had before, was, they came off and they just kind of drug on the ground, right?
Yeah, I think it kind of just – the way they're set up is that they look similar to what's on the go-kart now, but there's like a second channel, and basically it makes the thing stick up in the air or stick down or whatever. And that's when the official walks through the line, you can go, well, you're getting penalized for running into the back of somebody. And that's the other thing is, like, we don't know what the penalties are going to be. Just because you activate your nose doesn't mean that your race is going to be real. You know, it could be – I don't even know what the penalties are because I've never dealt with it. But we don't have to have a 20-second penalty because your nose got activated. It could be 2 seconds or a second or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? I think everything's got to be a case-by-case basis in a sense. But I don't know. I guess that leaves room for error also, but just kind of brainstorming. You know,
right, right. And you know what? And I think this is my two cents about it, and I really do think it's going to be a good thing. I think in the beginning people are going to be pissed. People might even go away for a minute. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's, we're not racing. Because a lot of people said that. If they bring that in, we're not racing. Well, that's just ridiculous. Just conform to the rules. That's like saying, you know, just because you don't like skinny jeans, you're not going to wear pants. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
I just, you know, I mean, it's just another thing, you know. People that when they started getting bumpers, were like, if I'm not gonna, if they're putting bumpers on, I'm not racing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So you're always gonna have, you know, some people that are, you know, whatever. But I just think that in the long run, once we get used to it, it takes care of it. It really does.
For sure.
You're not gonna be smashing, and you're gonna have some issues. I mean, but you have some anyways. You know what I mean? There's dads yelling at dads and kids yelling at dads. I mean, it's just, you know, you're going to have issues anyway. It's just karting
right.
And racing. And in every kind of racing and karting or whatever, you're going to have some issues. But I think it makes it safer. I really do. And once they learn, it might take a couple generations. Like by the time little Mason gets up there, he'll know that you don't smash into somebody because you're going to get penalized and you don't want that.
Absolutely.
Right?
You
so
know, too, I kind of wanted to bring this up. You and I were talking before we went on the air was when the European noses, the European style noses first came out, they were falling off when you ran into somebody. And if I'm not mistaken, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. They were designed to break off, you know, when you ran into somebody. And then, you know, as everything kind of evolved, we figured out ways to tighten them up tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter, and they would stay on, you know, so. It's not really anything that, in my opinion, that's new. That's these things were supposed to kind of do that, you know. And I remember all the stuff, you know, like Phil Hand and I, when we worked at the shop, we our bumpers would go straight through the plastic bumper, and it wasn't coming off unless you broke a 5/16 bolt times two, you know. So. I don't know, man. It's definitely something's going to happen. I seen Dan KPX posted a something today about having a speedometer, a radar gun for the starts now, which, you know, it may not solve world peace, but guess what? It's a step in the right direction. It's an effort going forward, you know, because the starts at Fresno were out of control.
Well, yeah. There was kids that were pinned. They were going as fast as their carts would go when they threw the flag.
Absolutely.
And it's just, you know, and that's just too many kids out there. I agree with that. You know what I mean? I really do.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the answer because that's only in the start. That's
yeah,
taking
that's
care
part
of one
of it,
problem.
Though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's taking care of one problem. And I think moving the starting line closer towards the corner, I think that's a great idea. You know, some people say all this and that.
We've seen that quite a bit last year. We've seen that quite a bit last year where they moved the starting line. I remember at Sonoma, I was like going, I would never be able to wait that long before I hit the gas. You know, that's a long straightaway. And what's that?
Last year when I was in the Masters there at Sonoma for KTX, we were pinned when they threw the flag. We were pinned. We were going as fast as we could, dude. That's when Steve Kemp got ran over. And we were hauling.
Yeah.
I mean, they moved it down, but he still throws it way You know what I mean? We were still hauling. We were. Yeah. I mean, I was like, there's no way they're going to let us start. That's what I was thinking in my head. No way. They're going to send us around for another one. And we just kept on rolling, you know?
Wow. Well,
so I think the mile per hour thing is huge.
That kind of goes to the next kind of point, you know, like we talk about firm race directing and officiating across the board. I'm not going to single anybody out, you know. It's just a conversation between you and I and whoever's listening right now, and it's, you know, whoever wants to listen.
A million people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I heard you get big numbers now. But
I wish.
You know, I've talked pretty openly. We talk about this stuff every day. You know, I have a few people, including you, that I talk to quite often about go-karting because that's what we do. You know what I mean? But the officiating, I mean, those guys do make calls when they see a problem. You know what I mean? But guess what? They're not – there's only so many eyes that can make a call on each race, you know?
Right.
And that leaves open another room for more discussion, you know? It's like you have, you know, two, three, or one to four sets of eyes, I think, that can make a call on any given race, maybe, you know? And I can't confirm that either because I don't officiate, but even with four sets of eyes, they're not going to see everything. You know, you got kind of human error. It's like calling balls and strikes, man. You don't see, I mean, an umpire's staring right at the pitch coming down the plate and they miss it. You know what I mean? So, human error. I mean, bottom line.
Right,
that's
where they have instant replay, and we can't really do instant replay. It's just karting, club karting, and I mean, we can't really do instant replay. The best scenario we were saying when we were talking earlier was a camera on the back of your car for later review.
Right.
You know, doesn't have to be an expensive camera. Like you were saying, there's cheap ones out there.
Right.
You know, and you call them in. You know, like you said,
well,
hey,
I mean,
need your camera. We're going to review them. You know, everybody that was in that incident. Right?
Right.
I think that's huge.
It's huge. But, you know, then we start getting into, like, the cost of things. And, you know, you and I are talking about it. We're all pinching pennies to try to go do this and stuff. But so sometimes it comes. You might have to do it one day. So get prepared. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can throw a fit and not want to race anymore if you want. But guess what? It's for the greater good of the sport. Not to say that any of this stuff that you and I are talking about is going to happen. But it could down the road, you know. On the dirt, when we're racing dirt, they made us buy a $100 receiver so that race control can communicate with the kids or anybody on the track. It was a one-way radio. And I was like, oh, man, I don't have the $100 to do it, but guess what? We weren't going to race if we didn't buy the thing. So it happens, you know, and it's all in the name of safety. So,
right.
I don't know, man. It's just I think people should be open-minded to the stuff and not – and if you don't have any experience with what they have out right now, you kind of don't know. You kind of got to be open-minded, right? Or you can form an opinion and sound like a turd, I guess, without trying it.
Right. I mean, it's you got to try something. That's the bottom line, right?
That's
the way I see it, you know, is you got to try something. So you got to start somewhere. Is old system solo shot is the answer. I just had someone throw a comment on, and they said the new system, old system solo shot is the answer. I don't, and it's just I guess another drop down type deal. I don't know something. It's like a. I don't know what it is, but it's some kind of a bumper system. You know what I mean?
Where was that posted at?
Someone's just like, you know, throwing comments at me.
Okay.
Fax motion. It's a camera. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Solo shot camera. Okay. And I agree. Camera, no camera. What? I don't know. I got to put that down. I think a camera's a good thing, you know what I mean? And you can see, then, like, you know, the pictures that I posted on Hump Day with Morrell, that you can see that a friend of mine, you know, was showing me to kind of give me some examples. And you can kind of see, you know, it does look like in the first shot, you can't see the whole thing. And in the second shot, well, you know, he hit him. So, yeah, he should be penalized. But should he be penalized because he's getting pushed from the guy behind? But, no, you probably shouldn't because you are sandwiched in the middle. But if the guy in the rear had the bumper or a camera, and, you know, if the guy in the middle had the camera and the guy in the back had the bumper, none of that would happen. You know? Maybe it would happen the first
race. It could still happen.
Too, but.
It could still happen, but, I think it's going to thin it down, you know? I mean, there might be a time somebody gets upset and says and loses control. I think you might have done it once or twice in your life. I know I have where
really?
I go, you know what, I don't know. I'm just saying you might have. You can answer if you want to. But, someone might do something like that, and that's part of the game, you know?
Right.
And then
it really is.
Hopefully it's handled the right way. But I want to back up a couple steps. It's, camera review and a little bit more, you know, paying for a camera and paying for the bumper, whatever you got to do, the price is going to go up a bit. And a lot of guys are like, we need video. Well, the videos, you know, a camera's not free, obviously, unless you already have one or whatnot. But now you got to have someone to review it. And I was talking to a buddy earlier, and I said, what do we do? Get charged another $25 to race so that we can have someone sit there and review footage all day? I mean, we do or we don't, you know. It's maybe that's something that we can afford to do. I'm not sure. And maybe $25 is too much. Maybe it's 10. I don't know. Whatever we got to do.
I don't know. I think that you don't charge more money. I think that it's on the person, like you said, when you were raising dirt. Well, what we did was we had to go buy a $100 deal so they could have communication, you know, and said, hey, everybody slow down. There's a wreck over here. Or there's, you know what I mean? Because people were coming around, they weren't seeing and smashing people and bad things were happening. You know what I mean? Did it take care of the problem?
Definitely helped.
It definitely helped the problem. So to me, if my kid's out there, an extra $100 for the whole, you know, the whole big picture, it's like buying a neck collar, a good neck collar, you know what I mean, for my kid. Or buying a good, decent suit, or, you know what I mean, just making them safe. I don't mind spending that extra $100. And I don't have a ton of money, you know what I mean? But I don't mind because it's my kid, and I want my kid to be safe. I know it's a dangerous sport. All racing, there's danger. That's what I think we like about it, you know what I mean, is there is that risk, you know what I mean? We like that risk, that it takes that risk. That there's, you know, when I was racing motorcycles, it's like, man, something really bad can happen at any moment. Well, that's exciting. I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, I don't know how right it is, but I think it's part of the reason we like to do things like we do and like to do extreme sports. You know what I mean? Why do people like to go and do triple backflips on motorcycles and land on their head 900 times before they pull? You know, it's just like the thrill of it. I don't know how else to put it, but I would put that into my kid for sure. For sure. I have no qualm with that whatsoever. You know,
the cost I was talking about is, you know, there's a typically at most races, if there's not a super generous volunteer, you know, the race director is usually a paid position. Tech's usually paid. Corner workers usually get some money. Now we need another guy. Announcers sometimes get paid if they do a really, 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 really good job.
Okay,
and I had in the past, you do a good job. What I'm saying is there's going to be another, if you want a quality person, you got to pay them to review footage. You know what I mean? So
something to
think about.
Well,
I would follow
the race director. He's going to have to sit down
but the race director's watching 15 races. You know what I mean? The race director's not going to stop the race. We wouldn't get out there till the next day. You know, we don't want to be racing until Monday morning.
It's not going to happen right then. You're gonna get your review, and you're gonna get a notice. They're gonna review it after the race, and they go, okay, well, this is what happened. This incident times that happened. If there's penalties, then they'll be assessed, right?
Also, don't forget that, you know, the guys that are putting on these series, they're doing it part time. You know what I mean? It's like, and even more than that sometimes, which is pretty ridiculous because they don't get paid. Most of them, I know the KPX guys aren't making diddly squat, even though everybody thinks they're What do they say? Printing money. Yeah.
Right.
Not, yeah. So, these guys got to go to work on Monday. I'm not sure they're going to want to sit there after they've been getting, kind of yelled at all weekend and watch your kids' freaking video footage. So it's kind of all got to be condensed into a weekend type thing, in my opinion. You know, it's nobody wants to sit there and work on a freaking go kart, a club race throughout the week. You know what I mean?
Right. We do enough to get ready for the club race during the week, you know, let alone trying to do that. But so I see
right.
you saying there's like an instant replay booth almost. You know, we're going to send these three cameras up to the instant replay booth,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we need to take them off of here. Then they're going to, you have to have it done before they go out again. So you got to have their cameras
right.
back to them.
Or you just
download it right there. You have a computer with you, and you just download it right on your computer. You say, hey, give me your chip. Bam.
Yep.
Right? You use an SD card, and you just download that SD card on your computer real quick. And then you go to your, you know, or you say over the loudspeaker, Harrell says, number 22, number 16, and number 65. Number 65 and number 86, we need your cameras. I used
yep.
our numbers because I didn't want to piss nobody off.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know what I mean? Mad Dog, you're pushing on Harrell too hard, you know? You're up his butt. You're smacking him all over the place. You got to have to leave Harrell alone, Mad Dog. It's not going to be long, dude, before your kid's passing me up. I'm not kidding, dude. It's not going to be long. And you probably already will if he's in his what does he call it? The Roadster?
The Roadster, yeah.
Yeah, if he's in the Roadster, he's still, you already might go around me.
Yeah, let's talk about this weekend. That was a pretty good show they had out there, huh?
Yeah, changing the pace a little bit. So everybody, you know, call in if you want. I want to hear your 2 cents. If you want to call in about the bumpers, give me your 2 cents, please. Because we don't have the answer. Josh and I aren't, like, you know, trying to tell the answer. We're just trying to give different scenarios and what it could be, what it couldn't be, what the pros and cons, and we're trying to figure it out too, you know. We don't know if it's necessarily the best thing, but I think we're both in agreement that something is going to happen to make our kids safer. That's all. When I was at school, I had to close my eyes, bro. There's 50 carts coming in the corner at 60 miles an hour, and 20 of them got piled up every time.
Dude, I don't want to see anybody get hauled off. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That it's not a good feeling. I've seen it happen multiple times. Well, not multiple, but a few times in outlaw carts. It was like, geez Louise, man. Like one girl smashed head on into a cement wall and broke her leg, and it bent her go-kart right by her legs, just like kind of like that go-kart you've seen hit the tree, you know? And it was like, I had to have a sit-down meeting with my daughter. I said, Princess, you know that you can get hurt in this damn thing. So still safer than motocross, I think. But, you know, chances of getting hurt in a go-kart, you can definitely do it, but I think it's fairly safe for what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Right. I think it's in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. It's because something's got to be going, dude. You know?
Yep.
It really does. Something's got to be done because someone's going to get really seriously hurt, and then we've got big problems. You know what I mean? So we're trying to nip in the butt before something like that happens. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's all.
It's all
about being
that.
Safe. So speaking about safe, little Mad Dog was pretty safe out front, huh?
Dude, that was a good. That had to feel pretty good to him, man. It was it wasn't his first win of the year, but it was his first overall. When we kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball, you know, I had to work on Saturday, so we weren't able to go to practice while everybody was out practicing and stuff. But we've been working hard, man. We show up everywhere, and it seems like right out of the trailer, the kid he's got a little system. I mean, he's 5 years old, and he's got the system down where he kind of goes out and kind of fills out the track and kind of works. He's been working up to the race pace pretty quick, you know, and I think we caught a few guys off guard this weekend when we showed up out there for morning warm-up, and I think we were the quickest in that, and then put it on pole, won the heat, and won the main, you know, overall. And
we were 1-1-1-1-1?
Yeah.
1-1-1.
Sweet.
One.
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. I've almost did that one time in my life. I missed my heyday. I missed it. I almost had it. So I might not ever have it again.
It's, man. You know, it was tough, man. You know, it's like, you know, as what probably better than anybody that how much we've been working at this, man. We've been,
right.
We've been hitting it hard. We've been at the track. I was telling one guy, I'm like, you know, we're at the track 3 to 4 weekends a month. You know, it's what we do. I was telling a guy I work
with.
Same
like, track. You
no,
we're all different.
All over the place. Yep.
Right. From Reno to Fresno to Sonoma to Davis to Prairie City back to Reno. You know, I mean, it's, you guys are all over. You're putting in the miles. You're putting in the time. And it shows, man. I mean, if you want to, you want to get better, you got to put in the time, you know. It really does.
Yep.
And you got to have a good tuner. I mean, got to have a good tuner. I had a friend jump in, look at my car this weekend. He went out and did a few two-wheelers around the little snake pit and did about 20 laps and came in and changed a few things and dialed me in. I had some you know, issues with my front end. And, man, the next day I gained a bunch of time. I mean, I lost a bunch
yeah.
of time, you know. I mean, it was huge. Over a second the next day, you know. It
yeah.
put me right
that's
in the money.
Insane.
So it just, it went to show me that, man, it's all about that tuning. And if you don't know what you're doing about tuning, don't guess, you know what I mean? Try to get some help. You know, everyone out there is willing to help you. You know, you can't, like I was saying about you and Rodney, you know, and Greg, there's pretty much no one out there that's not going to say, yeah, try this. Or they're not going to say, no, dude, beat it. You know what I mean? You guys, I've never seen you guys turn anybody away that needed a little bit of help. So, you know, I mean, obviously, if you want to go be under the tent, and you want to, you know, have, you know, be a full-time guy under the tent, it costs, you know. I don't, I
yep.
think people are under the misconception that if you're under a tent, then you're sponsored. And I guess you could look at it like that, but you're paying to be sponsored.
Well,
you know,
that happens
I mean?
A lot even in the big cars, you know. It's like a lot of the – I don't know. I've had this conversation with some people where, you know, like, hey, how do we get sponsored by that go-kart shop? I'm like, dude, don't even – that's not the place to get sponsored. You know, these guys don't make a ton of money. The thing to do is go look far, far, far away from karting for sponsorship. And that's where you're going to – and then take that money to the local go-kart shop. You know what I mean? That's kind of
right.
how we've been doing it. You know, it's – I know a few guys, you just got to look away from the go-kart track, to be honest. You know, there's not a ton of money that's able to be given away at the go-kart – from the go-kart shops. You
right.
know, you might
when,
see a few here and there.
Scusa, there's maybe two guys that have a full ride in Scusa. The whole – out of all them people, maybe two of them
yep.
have a full ride. You know what I mean? Everyone
yeah,
else is paying.
A lot of money is being spent there.
Right, right, right. So, but good racing all around, I think, man. It really was. The kid carts, the junior ones, the junior twos, even the clones had some battles going out there. You know, there's quite a few of them clones out there, and that was kind of their thing. You know, I noticed some of our normal 206 guys were racing the clones. So it really took away from
yeah,
the Masters.
I think that's kind of
I was just kind of bummed because I just, there's only, you know, I don't know why, but Prairie City doesn't have a lot of, there's never a lot of Masters that go race there. I don't know why, because it's a great, great track. I love that track. And I wish more of you guys would get out there, man. We need 10, 15 guys out there. It's fun when there's 10, 15 guys. When there's 4, 5, 6 guys, it's a little rough. What I was impressed with, as I was talking with Kevin, and I was talking with you too, and you're the one that kind of said, hey, go up there and talk about it, was splitting the starts. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Making the, instead of having a master, then two seniors, then another master back here, and you got to get through two seniors that are lighter and everything to get to your master. Well, that doesn't seem right to me. So they split us up, and it worked out really good. I don't think with a huge group you could do that as good. You might have to throw two flags and keep them even a little more separated.
Right.
You know what I mean? In the AFM, when I raced motorcycles, we did starts. And what you do is you'd be on the grid. Everyone would be gridded up. We did standing starts. And the rear group had to hold their hands up in the air. That was the deal.
Uh-huh.
That way you didn't have your hands on there. You didn't try to throttle on and smash nobody or, you know, do something weird. You had to have your hands straight up in the air. And then the first flag was thrown. That was them. Then you got ready to go, and they threw the second flag. So you could make it so the first flag, you know, we're behind enough where – we're not going to interview with that, you know, flag. And as soon as everybody goes by, he can wave that flag whenever he wants. You know what I mean? Something like that, maybe. Or, but
they've done that.
Really cool. What's that?
We used to do that back in the day when there was light numbers. That we would, you know, grid up two classes, you know, and throw two green flags, you know. But I don't know. It just depends. It kind of, you got to be honest, you know, have some honest guys, because it's like they throw the green flag for the first one, then you know they're going to throw it for the – they got to throw it for the second one, or you're trying to restart two races, you know, since we don't do standing starts. But I don't know. For a small turnout like that, you'd probably be okay. You know what I mean?
Right. With just throwing one flag, you know what I mean? Because Kemp and Arluck, they did a great job of keeping it slow. And I think that's huge, too, is those two front guys, they regulate the pace, man. You know, they're the ones that are going, and I understand they're getting pushed from behind. You know, everyone's, like, kind of stacking in there. And maybe that goes back to the drop-down bumper where even in the start you can't be smashing in there, you know, or you're going to get your penalty, you know.
Well, that's what we don't know about those things. I mean, I think that they will allow for some contact, but they're not going to allow for you to come barreling in there and freaking, you know, keep your foot on the gas while the dude in front of you is smashing the brakes, you know.
Right.
You might,
he's got him locked
from what
up
I understand,
and he's still going faster.
Yeah, I think you can push someone down the straightaway if you want. You know, I think.
Right.
But I don't know because I never ran one. So
right.
Around here really knows. There might be a few people, but everyone else is just kind of.
And if you think you're going to push someone down, you're going to get brake checked. Well, that's only going to happen for a quick second. You know what I mean? It's not going to keep happening. Because for one, they're going to have an eye out for it. You know what I mean? And for two, it's only going to happen for a little bit. I mean, they're not going to want it to happen to them. So if it does happen to them, they're going to knock it off because someone's doing it to them that they saw do it. You know what I mean? It's going to.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a better thing. It's going to be different. It's going to be hard to get used to for a lot of people, but they will get used to it. You know, just like when we didn't have bumpers, and we had to get bumpers, and they took them away, and then they bolted up. You know what I mean? All that. You know, it's been changes. You know, we used to wear jeans that were baggy and you know, rode about our knees. I mean, I didn't like them. I never wore them like that. But then all of a sudden, they like skinny jeans. Then cords came back. It's like, geez, you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of how it is. You just got to kind of go with the times and adjust and keep racing. That's all. You know, whatever they throw at you, just adjust and put in your 2 cents. Don't be silent, but don't put in your 2 cents and keep being mad. You got to put in your 2 cents, and whichever way it goes, you know what I mean? Because it's always going to be for the... For the better safety of everybody, I think, you know?
Yep. Work towards the greater good, some people say.
Right. A wise man once said.
Who?
But there was 90 carts this weekend.
Say what? But
Darcy said 90 carts.
That's good. The club challenge, you know, brought some entries, but Prairie City's been doing a good job of getting guys out there anyhow, you know, or teams out there anyways. They're, you know, they seem to be pulling some pretty good numbers with their tag classes. They got, what, three different tag senior grandmasters, masters, and senior and junior tag and micro tag and tag your it and hide and go seek, you know what I mean? So they got all kinds of classes out there.
Right, a lot of two-strokes, man. Everybody does two-strokes. That's like the two-stroke track now.
Yep, and shifters. They had a good group of shifters.
Right, they did. Because that's the NorCal shifters, right? That's what that is.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's John Band's gig. Is he? They run with those guys. So that's why all the shifters are there. That's part of the NorCal
cool.
deal.
Oh, gotcha. I didn't see them. I didn't know that they were doing that whole deal.
Right, so that's John Band's
John
gig.
Was getting busy getting married.
Yeah, he was. Congratulations, Mr. Band, on your marriage, by the way. Good job. May it last a lifetime, right?
Heck yeah, that's the plan.
They don't seem to anymore, man. They seem to last about a fortnight. A lifetime.
He'll be fine.
Right.
I think they got their program dialed.
Right. Good people. They're good people.
Yeah.
But what's next? KPX is next. We're all going to KPX. Anybody going next weekend at practice? KPX is going to be open for practice. So You want to get down to the
weekend.
Yeah. So if you get to do whatever you want to do, Dad, and you want to take the kids down and go down and get some practice in, then go down and get some practice in. I need to. I know that. I need JP to go down with me.
I think he's for hire.
I think he is for hire, dude. He's not cheap either, but he's good. I'll tell you that. He's good, man. The guy is good at what he does. I'll tell you that. I got to give him that. Yo, Penn, kudos to you on the tune-in, brah, because you're the man. And all day he told
we're
me, don't touch it. He said, give me the key to your toolbox, Terrell. That's what he told me.
That's funny.
Lock it up and give me the key. Take out a pen.
Dumped it out.
Man, dude, and I didn't. You know, I didn't touch it. I did what he said, and it went really good for me. I mean, it was fun.
Dude, did you see you see Dean Penton's race?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I was standing right next to John when it was going down, and he just kept squeaking out. He's like, okay, now his tires are going to start coming in. I'm like, his tires are going to start coming in? Look how far ahead he is already. What do you mean?
Dude, he sent me a picture, a screenshot of his MyLaps, and it was like each lap was a tenth faster and a tenth faster and a tenth faster, and it was like, what the heck? It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Just stretched it out. Yeah. I mean, but that
really
kind of goes, I mean, they've been working hard too, man. I mean, they've got their program dialed, you know, it's like, but, you know, from what I know, it's like you'd be surprised on how they operate. You know, it's like there's no special magic. You know, I'm not going to give away his secrets or anything, but they got it dialed. We'll put it that way.
Right. They communicate well, you know, the way they talk to each other. Dino knows exactly what he wants. You know what I mean? And exactly what to tell Dad. When Dad asks him this, he knows what to say. You know what I mean? What it's really doing. And that's huge. That's something that we can all learn from is the communication part. Like, you know, when you ask me when I was first starting, you know, Josh would say, how's it feel? I said, oh, man, it feels good. He's like, no, it don't. The thing is not working at all. It sucks. I'm like, oh, it does? You know? Oh, okay. Well, it sucks.
That's funny.
You know, because I didn't really know. You know, I mean, it felt good to me because I'm new in karting. I don't know what is good and what it feels bad. You know, and it's huge to be able to communicate, you know. So that's a little bit about studying, you know, knowing the lingo, what it's doing. If it's, you know, sliding out in the rear, you really got to pay attention because, you know, a good tuner is going to say, well, is it getting loose in the entry or the mid-corner or coming out? Where's it getting loose? Is it pushing or is it pushing because you're offline, which was most of my problem in the beginning because I was offline and I was pushing. But, I mean, there's so many variables. So it's really about – you know, studying it a little bit and knowing, you know, what I mean, exactly what that feeling is and what it's supposed to feel like. You don't know yet until you do it, but when you do it, you go, oh, okay, I see now. You know,
what
I mean,
about
if you don't
one,
know.
You see, you'll see it a ton with new guys, you know, that they'll come out and they'll go, oh, man, my go-kart's really loose. I'm all, dude, you put so much, you turned that thing so far that it had nothing else to do except for snap the rear end loose. Like you had so much steering wheel in it. It's like you needed a freaking one of those suicide knobs, like a forklift, you know, cause you turned the wheel so much where I'm sure, you know, now you barely turn the steering wheel to get the thing to go around a corner, you know?
Yes.
But knowing that, like how many times you heard, oh, my go-kart's loose. And you're going, dude, yeah, that thing's pushing like a dump truck. That's why it's loose. Cause it's like you turned for 4 minutes.
Right. And that's what I was kind of told is the less miles you can put on your hands turning in a lap is the faster you're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, if you're turning at 1 inch each way, you know, the whole lap, you know, and you only go, you know, 12 inches because there's 12 corners or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're turning the whole way, you're turning at 4 inches. So now you're 12 laps. Now you're 48, you know. And it's like, man, that's a huge difference, you know. And when that car is turned, it does not work. It does not work.
Well,
I learned a big thing this weekend. I don't really want to give it away, but that's what we do on Hump Today with Terrell, man. Get on the throttle sooner and it keeps that car set. You can go faster.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. It was huge, man, huge. let off, get back on, and that thing just stays set, and you can go so much faster around the corner. Wow.
Yeah.
Without a push in, without it doing anything. You know, to keep that tire in here.
I told you time and time again, it's like, it's just the it's all fun and games when you're knocking off seconds at a time, and now it's like you're trying to squeeze out nothing out of the go-kart, and it's like, that's tough. You know, that's the hard part.
It really is. It really
is. And that comes with driving and getting to know the freaking how the thing works and how it feels when it does work right.
Right.
And that's only going
to
get that from being in the thing. Yep.
Right. I'm just my second season. You know, I'm almost 2 years in a kart now, and well, year and a half, I guess. And I'm just now starting to go, oh, okay, I see. And when I do get in the corner, I'm like, I got to turn three times. You know what I mean? That's because I want to get that tire back up in the air. You know, it's like
right.
Turn in, so get that tire in, or I'm turned too far, so just keep wanting to turn in. You know, I mean, it's and most of the time for me, it's my driving. All early apex,
mm-hmm.
I'll come in too early, so then it's pushing me outside. Now I'm turning it harder, so now it feels like it's pushing. Well, it wasn't really pushing. I was pushing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's a big one for people to know, too, is most of the time, it is it's the driver when you're a beginner, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's the other thing, too. When you're a beginner, you know, I used to think, man, my motor's just sucking today. And it wasn't the motor. It was because I was so over gripped. So stuck to the ground, my motor couldn't get freed up. You know,
right.
it can't do a grippy, you know, L2 just can't do a gripped up tires where you're just stuck to the ground. Well, it can't turn them.
For
sure. It's a steep learning curve, bro. It really is. It's a long, steep learning curve. It really is. What time is it? 9:19. I've got 11 minutes left here. Only went for an hour and a half tonight. I know you do. You do. That's why I said something.
Thank you.
But Josh, thanks for coming on tonight, just talking about the bumper and giving us your 2 cents, you know, because it's huge. I mean, it's huge. Like you said, it's not like we're saying that we're right or we're wrong or anything.
Yeah.
It's just an opinion. You know, this is my opinion. This is your opinion. We're all in, you know, our opinions. And I want to hear everybody's opinion, you know what I mean? So let me know what's up. Hit me up on Facebook. Let's talk more about it Wednesday. I got a couple people that I think we're going to try to get on for Wednesday. I want to talk more about it. Get out there and drive this week if you can. Man, have some fun with it, people. And if you see Josh out there, give him a high five. Little man dog, too.
Heck so, yeah. Thank you.
All right, dude. Have fun on the racetrack tomorrow.
Because
you drive the racetrack every day.
Yeah, I don't really want to think about that right now. All my friends can't drive good.
Right. You need a drop-down bumper on your mini car.
Yeah. It's a little hairy.
I bet.
Definitely an offensive driver in thick traffic.
Right, right. All right, bro.
All right,
well,
but I'm out.
Thanks again, Matt Dog, and we'll check you next time, man.
Sounds good. See you, bud.
All right. That's Matt Dog, Josh Garwood, Matt Dog Motorsports. Man, he's been a huge help for me since the beginning. You know, I mean, he really has. He's brought me a long ways in the whole scheme of things. You know what I mean? When I first came around in my car, like I was telling you just a little bit ago, I thought the thing was doing great, and I'd come in, and he'd go, no, the thing is, it's poopy, you know, it really is, it's terrible, it's just not working right, and I didn't know that it wasn't, I didn't even know what working right was, you know, now I'm starting to learn, so keep your head down out there, and do what you do, because you'll get it, man, you'll get it. I mean, it's hard, it really is. You think you're going to come into the scene and, you know, do pretty good. I was the same. I was that guy, you know. I said, I'm going to do all right. And I did do okay in the first few races, but then it's when everyone else started getting their legs under them, it's like, man, now it's tough. You know, you want to race up there up front. You better put in the homework. You better put in the time. You better put in the seat time. You better pay attention. The biggest thing I can say is go watch the fast guys. See where they're getting the throttle on. Listen to them. You know, listen to their motors. Not just following them. Because you can't see as much. Get out there and watch them, you know, with your own eyes. That's what I did, and it helped me tremendously. So, anyways, I guess we call it a night tonight. I want to thank everybody for hanging out with me. Man, I love the topic, you know. What else were we going to talk about? Racing, you know. All Stockton had their night race. Congratulations to Chris Mays. He won out there, got the cash. Man, good job, Mays. Always winning, Mays. He raced, you know, he's always tuning with the kids, and he got the race that time. He won it. You know? So, good job, Maze. What else, man? Go out there this weekend. Get to Reno if you can. You know, practice for the KPX. If you've never been there, I suggest going to there because it's a tough track, man. It's technical. There's a few spots that are... It's a technical track. I've been down there a few times, but it's hard to get that one. So, get down there and practice. Go check out Rodney. Oh, man. Speaking of Rodney, we better... I'm going to have to cut to some commercials here real quick. My sponsors are going to be mad at me if I don't play their commercials. You know what I'm saying? We got the KPX as a sponsor. Update with Harrell. We got Nevada Car Support. And we have UEP Motors. Gary Apodaca. He's a sponsor of the show now. If you want to sponsor the show, you go right ahead. If you want a motor, you call Jerry, man. I got one this weekend. And, I think you guys seen about what happened, so
KPX
Karting
Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
Okay, so, yeah, and also we haven't, we've got a commercial that we're doing. We're getting in the works for UP Motors, Sports. Man, I don't have the number in front of me either, but we'll get that dialed. But I just want you to know that that's where I got my motor. And that's where you should get your motor, man. You know, and you know, some people say, "Oh, you can't do that with the motor." And all Jerry does is he just makes sure everything's dialed in all the way through. You know, it doesn't. There's nothing else that you can do to the motors except for make sure it's 110% dialed in. I'll tell you what, it helps, man. It really does. But it's on you to keep it that way, you know. And but it's a good one. So give him a call. And he's been winning races, man. Everywhere he goes, he wins races. He's not only doing parts, he does. The mini cup, mini NASCARs, he does the mini sprint cars, I think it's called the mini sprint, they're winning both of there too, his motors are always up front, so check them out, man, that's all I can say. I know that our whole team's on them now, so everyone I'm coming across is on them, so, and they work good, so anyways, I will see you guys Wednesday. Hope you had a good weekend, man. I had a long one. That's why we're cutting out of here a little bit early tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. I can't wait to see you all in Reno. I'm going to announce in Reno. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to race, too. I love racing, and I love announcing, so I'm going to do them both. What do you think? All right. See you guys Wednesday. Have a good week. You know, keep thinking about those drop-down bumpers. Think of another solution. You know, a motion camera is what this guest was trying to say. He mentioned it's a motion camera, so if you get bumped or you get hit hard enough, it turns on the camera and it records. So something like that. All right, we'll figure it out. All right, everyone get along. Burrell's 2 cents tonight is just everyone get along. All right, everybody love everybody. That's what we do. What we're supposed to do. No haters out there. All right, no haters. We all love each other. You don't even act like it sometimes. You know, we just got it. That's what we're meant to be. So. Put down all your bull from anything you might have in the past. High five everybody you might be mad at and start over. Start fresh. All right, everybody, love everybody. Have a good rest of your week, man.
Let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. It's been a long day.
when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll